best officiated game I've ever seen.
Agreed.
This year.
Agreed. Well done. They're disappearing on the court. They're calling it as it should be. Well done for the officiating so far. Brad Shaw will be starting out here for Marlette. He's in the left block with a jump shot turnaround. This one's off the glass, nice and soft, and it's in for two. 36-31 Marlette. Shaw with 25. Eli Kraft to Butterfield, to Josh Shelke at the high post. Back to Butterfield, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Eli Kraft, left wing for three. Yes. Eli Kraft responds and takes a three for himself with a two-point game. 36-34 Marlette by two. 7:20 left in the third. Storm drives right into the lane, puts it up on the left hand, no good. Rebound still loose, and it's scooped up by Butterfield for Harbor Beach. And we have a held ball. No, we have a timeout. Heads up play called by Jacob Butterfield. 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. As Harbor Beach comes out firing hot, Eli Kraft hits that three, kind of shuts down Marlette a little bit.
Eli Kraft was hovering out by the three-point land. Jacob Butterfield was inside. He was looking to go ahead and kick the ball out, and he found Eli, and Eli just drilled it.
That's more of an emotional three more than anything coming in the second half.
Giving up 2 points to Brad Shaw to begin the second half, and then all of a sudden Eli Kraft says, well, we can do one better than that.
Ryan Brown, what do you have for us?
They just briefly talked about what they're going to do defensively, trying to slow down the shooters at Harbor Beach because they seem to be shooting the ball very well from the three-point line.
Ryan Brown listening to the Marlette huddle there on that 30-second timeout called by Harbor Beach.
I would expect that Marlette's going to go ahead and sag a little bit more on Eli Kraft, and that's going to open things up then for Cody Seaman.
Kraft has it at the free throw line right now, and we have a whistle. It appears to be Harbor Beach ball, so the foul against Marlette. Andrew Storm, his second. Team's first in the second half. So Eli Kraft will inbound this one to Cody Seaman, top of the key. Over to Jacob Butterfield. Into Josh Shelke and the runner. This one's short, rebound Schaub. Here comes Marlette. 6:50 left in the third quarter. Into the left corner is Klein, and Jacob Butterfield nearly stole it away. And it's going to be out of bounds. Marlette ball underneath their own hoop. Both teams getting fired up in the first half. Marlette had 9 turnovers. Harbor Beach had 6. Marlette shot 47% compared to Harbor Beach's 34%. Brad Schaub, top of the key, over to left wing to Klein. Feeds it into Storm, and it's stripped away by Callum Cook. Eli Kraft, Josh Shelke, Butterfield in the right wing, nearly stolen away. Josh Shelke has it now into the hands of Eli Kraft inside the lane. Back out to Seaman for three, off the front of the iron, rebound Butterfield. Goes up for the layup, and he missed that one. Rebound by Schaub, and Butterfield's going to be called with the reach-in foul, his first and Harbor Beach's first in the second half.
Action's fast and furious. They're finding the shots, these so-called opportunity shots. They're just not falling.
36-34, a two-point game. Marlette leads, and they have the ball. Brad Schaub against Cody Seaman. Back up to Klein, dribbles to the right wing, tries to feed it down into the base, and he heaved that one at 90 miles an hour, went right through the hands. That's going to be another turnover, the 11th so far for Marlette. Harbor Beach trying to tie this one back up at 36 or take the lead with a three. As they trail 36-34, Eli Kraft for three right wing. No. Bounced around in the iron, rebound Regan for Marlette. Here comes Brad Schaub, left wing. Drives right into the lane, pulls up from the left elbow. No. Rebound still loose, brought in by Marlette. Storm inside the lane, puts the floater up. This one's no good. Gets his own put back, and this one's good. Storm with 9 points. 38-34, four-point game. Eli Kraft in the right wing. Skip pass to the left wing to Butterfield, now to Seaman. Drives right in, and it's stolen by Reagan. Over to Schaub against Seaman. Drives into the lane, goes right down, and the put back off the iron, off the backboard is no good. Rebound Seaman. Ron Erbel wants to push it. Callum Cook in the right block puts this one up off the mark. Little contact there by Thomas. And here comes Schaub. Ron Erbel going to his bench here in the next dead ball as Klein takes a three. This one's an air ball as Eli Kraft is double teamed. Here he comes down the court on the far side of your radio. Drives into the lane, puts this up for two. He is fouled. He'll be going left for two shots, as it'll be the second team foul for Marlette in this half. Fouls against number 55, Matt Klein, the senior, 6 foot, with his second foul on the night. So Eli Kraft goes to the line shooting two. He's 1 for 1 on the night. Against Ubley on Monday, he only missed one free throw then as well. His free throw is good. He has 19 points so far. Callum Cook checks out. Nick Hessling's in. A little bit more height, going from 5'10 to 6'2 for Nick Hessling. 4:51 left in the third. 38-35, a three-point game. Eli Kraft to the line. Shooting the second one, he missed that one. Schaub with the rebound. 4:48 left in the third. Schaub against Seaman. Screen set. Now against Hessling. Drives. Jump stop on the right side, and the floater's up and good. Schaub with 27. Seaman brings it up for Harbor Beach, trailing by 5. Over to Butterfield, right wing, back up to Seaman. Over to Kraft, left wing for 3. This one's up and good. Eli Kraft starting to heat up his second 3 of the second half. He has 22, a 2-point game, 40-38.
That's where you want to hit him.
That's the 4-3 for Eli Kraft on the night. Schaub dribbles to the left, feeds it down to the baseline, and he can't hang on to it. Number 33 for Marlette with the turnover there, Hunter McGinnis.
Anything to the right-hand side, it's been deadly for Eli Kraft. If it's on the right side, then he's struggled a little bit.
As Josh Shelkey turns it over for Harbor Beach, it went off his foot, and here comes Marlette right back with it. We're halfway through the third quarter, 4 minutes to play. 40-38, Marlette by 2. Schaub over to Storm on the right wing against Butterfield. Now to Reagan, feeds it down to the baseline, and this one goes out of bounds to McGinnis again. That is the 13th turnover for Marlette, 4 since halftime. Harbor Beach trying to tie it up here at 40.
I think both teams have scouted each other so well that they know exactly what each other's doing.
Seaman over to Kraft on the left wing, back up to Seaman, top of the key to Butterfield. He's hit a few tonight. He takes this one. This one's off the mark. Rebound still loose, brought in by McGinnis.
One possession ball game.
Schaub with the ball. Drives into the lane. Somehow under control with the finger roll right inside. This one's good. 42-38. Schaub with 29 points. Eli Kraft goes up for it. We have a whistle, and they're signaling two shots coming. Fouls against number 22 for Marlette. Connor Thomas, his second, team's third. So Eli Kraft goes to the line, 4-2. He's 2 for 3 on the night so far.
It gives them a little chance to collect themselves, stop the clock, opportunities to score.
And Eli Kraft's first free throw, solid. Connor Thomas checks out. And number 25, the freshman, Isaac Dale, checks in for Marlette. As Eli Kraft at the line. Out there for Harbor Beach right now, Shelkey, Hessling, Kraft, Seaman, and Butterfield. Second free throw is good. We're back to a two-point game. Colin Cook now checks in, replaces Hessling. 42-40. Two-point game, 3 minutes and 5 seconds left in the third. Andrew Storm, point guard for Marlette, over to the left wing, nearly stolen by Colin Cook. Down into the left corner, back up to Storm. Drives into the lane, steps up, hits the air ball and inside the lane, gets it back. This time he takes the shot, and we have a whistle. And it's going to be Harbor Beach ball. Almost looks like 3 second call on Marlette.
Nah, there's no way they could call that. But I think they just did. Number 11, of course, is the freshman. That is Isaac Dale.
With a 3 second call.
He made his debut against KPAC a few games ago.
42-40, Marlette by 2. 2:40 left in the third quarter. Eli Kraft calling the calls. Josh Shelkey goes up for it, and Dale actually blocked it. But Colin Cook with the offensive rebound. Eli Kraft now Seaman for 3 from the left wing. This one's off the mark, and we have a whistle. And it's going to be red, white ball. No, black ball, excuse me. As the official away from the ball called it. It's going to be a foul on number 25, Isaac Dale, his third, team's fourth of the half. Harbor Beach gets the ball underneath their own hoop. Colin Cook inbounding this